بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver in tonight's Taraweeh we heard the balance of Surah Al-Kahf we heard the 16 juz of the Holy Quran Beautiful verses, each verse requires some explanation, some tafsir. But as we were mentioning yesterday, the few important lessons, Surah Al-Kahf, we discussed the trial of faith, where this youngster stood up on Iman, and they faced the difficulties, but they did not give up the Iman. How Allah Ta'ala protected them in the cave, and when they woke up after 309 years, Allah Ta'ala had shown the people at that time, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us maut and He'll raise us on the day of Qiyamah, resurrection. So He showed an example in this world where He made those youngsters sleep after 309 years, then He woke them up. So Allah ta'ala showed the people of the town where there was a dispute and they couldn't understand Ba'ath, Ba'ad al-Maut. Then we discussed very, very briefly Musa alayhi salatu salam and Khadir and how Allah Ta'ala wanted Musa alayhi salatu salam to attribute knowledge, the most knowledgeable person, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala sent him to Khadir to show him the sea. Despite you being a Nabi of Allah, but Khadir, he has got some knowledge that you don't have. And those three things and incidents that took place where it was not ordinary, it wasn't the thing that somebody will do. For example, he strangled the youngster, he dented the boat, he put the wall right, which was of that town who didn't even entertain them. It seemed that he was doing the wrong. And Allah Ta'ala shows us his hikmat and his wisdom. This is something for us to understand. The hikmat, the wisdom, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that you and I cannot comprehend. With all our brains put together, and who gave us his brains? Allah Ta'ala gave us his brains. How often you find a person very intelligent? Allah save us. One accident, brain damage. He's like a cabbage. He's unable to think and function and respond. Allah save us. Allah gave us afiyat. So, this brain that Allah Ta'ala has given man is so that he uses his brains and he's able to live in this world using the means that Allah has provided, but to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to prepare for the real abode, and that is akhirat. And therefore Rasulullah has mentioned, who is an intelligent person? Not a person will think that he's got worldly knowledge and he's so skillful and he's so intelligent and he's a genius. Now, he's not an intelligent person. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa. Wa amira lima ba'd al-maut. अकलमंद आदमी वो है जो अपना नफ्स को दबाता है. He suppresses his nafs. He controls his nafs. He does not become a slave of his nafs. And he prepares for the hereafter. He's an intelligent person. Otherwise a person uses all his brains and all his knowledge, all his acumen, whatever he had. And he prepared nothing for the akhirat. He's not regarded as an intelligent person. So Allah Ta'ala shows also humility. So when a person has got this trial of intelligence or knowledge, then he must be very careful that he always remember that there is somebody more knowledgeable than him. Then Dhul Qarnain, he had moved from the west to the east. Quran mentioned this in the Surah Al-Kahf. And his conquests were quite extensive. They were directed to far off lands in the eastern direction, the western direction, and he came across people who had settled down between two hills, and these people were being persecuted by some nomadic tribes all the time. So those people were persecuting them, harming them, troubling them. They used to raid their homes, plunder their lands, loot their belongings. So Dhul Qarnain came there, so they asked Dhul Qarnain, because Dhul Qarnain, he had conducted many campaigns, with great humility. And he was very just. And he took the moderate path. So they came to him. So he erected a barrier between these two people so that those people would not harm them in any way. And he used these people's labor to assist him in building this barrier, but he took no fee from them, nothing. Took no fee whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala had given him a lot of strength, a lot of power, but with all his victory in his conquest, he was never proud and arrogant. So this is a very great lesson. He never suffered from conceit, never bragged about what he achieved. Like how Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, with the help of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu salam, was a young boy at the time when they built the Kaaba. I mean, what could have been a better structure to have been to erect than the Kaaba al-Musharrafa? After building the whole Kaaba, if you look at the du'as, Ibrahim alayhi salam did not brag and boast and see what I did. He didn't put a placard, nothing. But Allah mentioned in the Quran. And what did he say? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Those who understand a little bit of Arabic, وَتَقَبَّلْ فَمْ تَفَعُلْ, which means, oh Allah, as we say in English, please, I beg you to accept it. Otherwise, the normal verb, قَبِلَ يَقْبَلُ اِقْبَلْ مِنَّا, accept. Here he didn't say, Wallah, accept it. Wallah, it's not worth presenting to you. Allah, I'm putting this humble effort before you. And this is what you and I need to do all the time. We do some good work. We build a masjid or some madrasa or some good work we have done, some charitable work, whatever. Our roza we're keeping, tilawat, khatam, taraweeh, zikr, bayan, whatever we're giving. Ya Allah, it is only from you. Mahas tera fazal hai, tera karam. Ya Allah, if you wish, then you wouldn't have taken work from me. You wouldn't have given me this opportunity. So all these things are lesson for us. So despite building such a huge barrier and wall and the good achievements he made, he never suffered from arrogance and pride. So this was the trial of power. And in between there was another story of two brothers whom Allah Ta'ala had blessed. And the one person, he said, well, he was proud of himself and arrogant, and he felt that he's going to live forever and there's no such thing as qiyamah and resurrection, and even if there is such a thing, like that mockingly, then I'll get double, I'll get plenty wealth and children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him. So the trial of wealth also Allah discussed. So the trial of faith, the trial of knowledge, the trial of power, the trial of wealth. Now all these things, what's the relation with these themes in Suratul Kahf? And a person who reads Suratul Kahf, he will be protected from Dajjal. So as I mentioned the virtues, you read this Surah Kahf, you buy heart, the first few verses, the last few verses, you'll be protected from Dajjal. Every Friday you read it, Usri Mamina Dajjal, you'll be safe from Dajjal. So Dajjal will use the same things. Dajjal will come and he'll claim to be Allah. And Allah will grant him certain powers. Allah will grant him certain powers. He'll make the clouds rain. He'll cause the earth to produce crops. Strange things he'll be able to do. He'll be able to move very fast throughout the world. He'll be controlling many parts of the world. Yes, Madinah Sharif he won't be able to enter. May Allah make us dwellers of Madinah Sharif. So in any case, Dajjal, he'll have this... he'll be standing before us and our iman. And that is why it is imperative. What is the ilaj and remedy? Our iman is to be extremely strong. Renew our iman. Ponder over the kalima. What is the meaning of the kalima? The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The yaqeed in Allah ta'ala's power. And everything happens only with the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No harm, no benefit can come to us except if Allah wills. So we have to remember that Allah is a provider, Allah is a nourisher, Allah is a protector. The whole world can get together to harm us, but they can never harm us if Allah does not want harm to come to us. They can try to benefit us, and if Allah doesn't want to benefit us, no benefit can come to us. Everything is Allah's control, Allah's power. So we have to stand up against the Dajjal. But if our iman is weak, Allah save us. The person has lost his iman, he won't be able to realize this is Dajjal and he will become caught in the deception of Dajjal. And Dajjal will have this power and knowledge. He will try to convince us that he is Allah. He'll even bring a fire and a garden. Now imagine that test. Allah protect us. One small virus and how it shook us. Allah forgive me, Allah forgive all of us. Imagine bringing a fire and a garden. And he says, you believe in me? Go into my garden. Reject me, I'll throw you into this fire. Oh, what a test that will be. Rasulullah tells us, jump into that fire. Allah will make that garden. Don't believe Dajjal. Don't go into his garden. His garden, Allah will turn that into fire. Imagine that test. And that is why there will be one youngster. Again, we digressing, but it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we'll benefit, we'll try and mention it. Maybe it benefits some person, inshallah. One person, a young boy, when he'll see Dajjal, he'll say, this is Dajjal. Dajjal will catch him, and this hadith is long, and try to kill him, but this and Dajjal will fail. He then, Dajjal even bisect him and walk through him, and then raise him again, put him together. All this will happen. Dajjal will say, now you believe I am Allah? He says, Wallah, I've got more basirat and yaqeen than you are Dajjal. Finally, when Dajjal kills him, it is mentioned that he will be the greatest shaheed. The greatest shaheed in this world. Greatest shaheed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat from the things that are happening in this world. Now please, nobody can say exactly when is qiyamah and all, and people misconstrue, they listen half things. It's very common today. We rush to send things on the social media. We don't put the right person's name. Every day I get a person. Mona, you said this, clarify this. I didn't mention one thing there. The bayans are all recorded. Go and listen attentively. Like that Morana said, Musafir, his namaz is half. The person didn't hear the half properly. He went and told his wife, Musafir, namaz is maaf. So we get so quick. Just want to send anything. I know a person came to the masjid board and he saw his own janazah written on the board. During this pandemic, people who I know personally, wallahi, they were very sick, yes. And the message went, so and so passed away. Now imagine that person's wife seeing the thing, his children, and it happened. What a shock they can get. Oh, let us not be, I don't know what we try to prove. I must be first, I must be the best person in the world, and I'm... All that shows no ikhlas. No ikhlas. And the more we talk about it, I think people are doing more and more. Allah knows best. May Allah forgive our weaknesses. We all are full of false weaknesses. But when are we going to correct things? Yes, be first for your salat. Come early to the masjid. Be first for tilawat of the Quran. First for dhikr. First for giving some charity. First for doing good things. Yes, you give some information, give. Sometimes things are very critical. The man, not long ago there was an accident. And we got the news, the fourth occupant of the car also passed away. It was a lie. That person was in the hospital, he didn't die. Now everybody will start sending that message, and people also don't verify. There are verses in the Quran, 5th para, 26th para. Allah Ta'ala says, you check first, verify, ascertain, check whether this information is 100% correct. And then you pass on the message. If you have to pass on the message, then now what we do? As received. That's our disclaimer. So now don't blame me, as I received. That's not correct also. Khair, we're going somewhere else now. Allah Ta'ala bring us back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. So this was basically, I mean, there's too many other important verses and aspects, and what we need to do is strengthen our iman. Stay in good company. Wallahi, my brothers, especially my youth, any person ask me advice for a youngster, I would say, stay in good company. Good company doesn't mean you put him to a madrasa, hifzka, darul ulum, no. Good company means you could find a suitable friend for him, somebody who will bring him closer to Allah Ta'ala. Not somebody who will take him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to be in that good mahal. Otherwise, he will land himself into serious problems. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq, we'll have a separate, we got a program on this Sunday, after Zohar, we have Bayans, the month of Ramadan. It's not only for the youth, but mainly for the youth. And this program is conducted by the youth also. Young ulama who just qualified, students of madrasa who are still studying. So we kept this and we have this now and then. Youth program for the youth, from the youth. What happens in all this program? MashaAllah, all the elderly people are sitting, but the youngsters, they gone. Now we got an opportunity for our youngsters. There's no eating, there's no lunch, nothing. Encourage our youngsters. And those who are baligh above, not bring your 6-year-old son now. Bring those who are baligh, from standard 5 onwards, metric boys, varsity students, let them sit one or two words. These youngsters will speak, inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala will make some good come out of it, inshallah. So this Sunday in our masjid, after Zuhur, inshallah. Then we have to do righteous deeds, pious deeds, and understand the reality of this dunya. If you understood the reality of this dunya, and we'll know that this dunya is nothing, and akhirat is our main focus, then we will move towards that. We've got to have ikhlas in whatever we do. So in tonight's verse 4, the end of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala talks about the greatest losers. The greatest losers. And nobody wants to be a loser. And this is the greatest of losers. قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ Shall I not inform you? بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا Those who are the greatest losers as far as actions are concerned. الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا Those people, whatever they have done in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, it will all be not. It will disappear. It will vanish. They had thought they did very good in this world. وَلَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِقَائِهِ فَحَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ These are who? Those who rejected Allah Ta'ala. Did not believe in Allah Ta'ala. They rejected His signs. They mocked the signs, the Qur'an. So Allah Ta'ala says, whatever good they may have done in this world also, many people as believers do some charitable work, they do some lot of humanitarian work, no doubt. In the 12th juz, in the second page, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفِّي إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا النَّارِ وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Which simply means, all the good they have done in this world, Allah will repay them in this world. Allah is full of justice. The man did good, he helped a blind person cross the road, and the person who was a helper was a disbeliever, but Allah will give him some wealth in this world, some health, whatever it is. Allah will make sure Allah replaces him, gives him something in this world. But in the akhirat, because he did not believe in Allah, iman. He didn't believe in akhirat. He didn't believe in the Quran. So then, there he gets no reward. The reward was given to him in this world. And for us believers, Allah's fazal. Allah gives us reward in this world and the hereafter. There's a word that has been used, habitat a'malum. The word habita. Habita, hubutul a'mal, or habtul a'mal, actually from the Arabic word, when an animal that is grazing in the fields, it eats some type of grass which was poisonous, not knowing that this grass was poisonous. It thought that grass was very nice. It looked very nice. So when it ate, it consumed that poisonous grass or crop, whatever it was, this will cause the stomach to burst open and it leads to the death of this animal. That's habita. The man thought he was doing good and he thought he'd get plenty and he'd get reward for it. But the whole thing became destroyed, like how this animal became destroyed. Now this is Arabic. In any case, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا We won't even have put any weight whatsoever for the good deeds. When our amal will be weighed, then the side of good deeds, if it's heavier, then be successful. But here, whatever good deeds he did in his world, now it carries no weight in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Then Allah Ta'ala talks about the believers, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Wherever Allah talks about the Jahannamis, Allah talks about the Jannatis. Wherever Allah talks about Jannat, then Allah talks about Jahannam. And this is our concern all the time. الْإِيمَانُ بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَاءِ. We have to go on the middle path. We have to make sure we don't fall into Jahannam. And make sure we get Jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about then after that the believers, for them they are gardens of paradise. And they will remain in Jannat forever. لَا يَبَغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. They won't desire moving away from Jannat. They just want to remain, and they will remain in Jannat. They won't have a single moment's desire. I'm tired now. Darai gyo. I'll find something else. No. Person goes for a holiday. Beautiful. 5-star hotel, everything. After 2 weeks, I think now we had enough. Yeah, in Jannat, nothing like that. Each day you just want to be there more and more and more. Then Allah Ta'ala says, beautiful. Think about the greatness of Allah, the love of Allah. When we praise Allah, we say one Subhanallah, one Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We praise Allah Subhanahu. Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ, the entire ocean in the world, put all the oceans together. If that had to be turned into ink, and you had all the trees in this world as pens, use the trees of this world, and with the ink of the ocean, and you try to praise Allah, you write all the praises, every single praise that we know. لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي. Those oceans of ink will turn dry, they will run dry, and still you would not have praised Allah Ta'ala complete. Impossible. This is of Allah. In this Ramadan, maybe inshallah Allah give us tawfiq the last 10 nights, let us try and see how we can gain the love of Allah Ta'ala and become close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then Rasulullah says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I'm just like a human like you. I also eat, I drink, I have wives. I'm not an angel. If Allah Ta'ala had to make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam an angel and send this messenger to us, we would have had a good excuse. Hey Allah, we're not angels. He was an angel. It was easy for him to practice. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. And يُوحَى إِلَيَّ, وَحِي comes to me. This shows that wahi can come to a human being. Revelation from Allah comes to a human being. Not only the angels. And what was the message? أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Your Allah is one. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَى رَبِّهِ. Whoever has that certainty of meeting his Rabb, what he should do? We all know, we all got yaqeen that we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it not that? We all believe in qiyamah. We all believe we will stand before Allah. So what must we do? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Allah says, do good actions. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحْدًا. And don't associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're making ibadah. Do it only, solely for the pleasure of Allah. Not for Allah and somebody watching me. He must also think I'm a buzruk, say how long namaz I'm reading. No. Do it only for Allah. Otherwise, our amal won't be accepted by Allah. The day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, you did that action for me and for that person. Now go to that person and collect your reward from him. Can that person reward us on the day of Qiyamah? Impossible. This is a janazah, inshallah, 9:30. Just 2 minutes, those brothers who need to go can go. The rest of us can remain here, inshallah. Very Mubarak, these people have passed away in the month of Ramadan. Allah make them maghfirah, give them Jannatul Firdaus. Surah Maryam, very quickly, just 2 or 3 points. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Zakariya alayhi salam. We mentioned the third para, that he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah, I'm old, I'm going white, my wife, she's barren, but I want a son. I got no children, and I'm worried about my family. Who's going to continue the message of Tawheed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that how he made the dua, nida'an khafiyya, softly, speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did he present before Allah ta'ala? Before asking for something, he says, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ رَأْسُ. He highlighted his own weakness. Oh Allah, I'm very kamzor, I'm weak, I'm old. Ya Allah, I'm feeble. To gain the pity and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he made dua quietly, softly. And Allah subhanahu, and he said, oh Allah, you never let me down anything. Whenever I ask you something, Allah, you're always granting my du'as. That's the meaning. And Allah Ta'ala gave him Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala showed that despite old age, wife was barren. Everything happens with the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah bless him with Yahya. Then after that, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. Even more strange. Without any male in her life, husband, she was not married. Nobody touched her. We mentioned in third para how Allah blessed her with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And beautiful, and really if you read these verses, how, what a test came on Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. That she had to go away from every person. She was absolutely alone. Imagine when a girl is giving birth, her mother's support, husband's support, family support, make dua, manana, make dua, my daughter is giving birth, everybody making dua. Ace out she was. Nobody. Far away. But Allah provided for her. Allah told us, shake the tree. That effort she had to do. And fresh kajur, what we eat, iftar time, rutab, the juicy, succulent kajur, Allah sent for her. And river, she had water. And she gives birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, carrying this child. Now what will the people, ya ukhta Harun, oh, what have you done? Immediately people accuse, we don't verify, where you got the child? You did this haram, you committed zina. Allah told her, keep quiet. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلِي Allah showed her. She pointed towards this child. Can a little baby, newborn baby speak? And Isa said, Inni Abdullah. So Allah Ta'ala has power over everything. Then we spoke about, Allah Ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salam, how he persuaded his father to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forsake all the idols. But we know he did not accept Iman. And Allah Ta'ala gives that entire incident. Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq and hidayah. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Make sure your cars are parked correctly. We don't obstruct the hearse also coming in, inshallah.